Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Over 60,000 people are expected to attend this Sunday's Tullamore Show. Among the many highlights is the Young Handlers Competition, where the next generation of farmers take centre stage. It's a chance for children and teenagers to showcase their skills in the ring, leading calves, lambs and more, and to prove that farming know-how starts young. Our reporter Maura Fay has been speaking to some of those involved. She joins us on the line. Maura, for those unfamiliar, what exactly is involved in a Young Handlers Competition?
Well, Colm, I don't know if you've ever exhibited livestock, but there's a real art to it. And the Young Handlers Competition aims to teach children all about it. It's not about the quality of the animal they show, it's how well they groom and present the animal, and also how they control and lead the animal in the ring. Tullamore Show actually held a training day last April at the Mart in Tullamore for young handlers to teach them all the essential skills of livestock showmanship. So it's something organisers consider an important part of the event. To get a better idea of what's involved, I spoke to 16-year-old Raymond Dockery from Shinrone in Offaly. He and his five siblings, along with their dad Jim, have been showing pedigree Angus cattle for many years, and Raymond has a fair few wins under his belt. I met Raymond at his farm where he was prepping a bull for showing, and he told me about his experience of young handling.
Well, I've been young handler ever since I was five, and it's great for getting into showing. On how to show and demonstrations and how to prepare animals and just getting involved in the breed, really.
And what does young handling involve then? What are your judges expecting from you?
How you control your animal and how you prepare it. So if you can control your animal very good and no issues, you get first place and so on and so forth.
And tell me, what is it that you enjoy about it?
I enjoy going out and just working with animals and, you know, talking to different breeders and getting to know people and just to learn more about the breed.
And is it ever challenging when you're younger to be handling these big animals?
It can be challenging enough now, yeah. Trying to prepare them is the main thing, trying to break them in so you're able to manage them and try to prepare them and stuff like that.
We're fast approaching Tullamore, so what kind of work will have young handlers been putting in over the past couple of weeks?
The last couple of weeks would have been preparing, make sure they're walking okay, make sure they're, you know, done up and clipped, and then coming up to the week they'd wash them and just do the final clipping and just wash again and just get them ready for Sunday.
It's kind of like a mini makeover, is it?
Pretty much, yeah.
And tell me about this animal here. Like, what kind of things would you be doing to get him ready for Tullamore?
Well, we'd bring him in a week or two early and, you know, keep him quiet, keep him entertained, if you like, and just try have him as quiet as you can.
How long would it take to give him his mini makeover?
It'd take if you're to do it properly, about half a day. You know, you'd want to do it right if you're doing it at all. And washing takes a good bit of time and clipping and stuff like that.
Does it make you good at hair cutting?
I don't know about that now, but sure, we give it a go anyway.
All right, 16-year-old Raymond Dockery there talking to you. Maura, is he exhibiting on Sunday?
So Raymond's father, Jim, is actually the safety officer at Tullamore Show. So Raymond will be flat out on Sunday helping out as a steward and helping exhibitors get set up and making sure that everything goes to plan. Two children who are taking part in the Young Handlers competition are two sisters from Offaly, 11-year-old Elsie and 8-year-old Izzy. They're going to be showing two of their father, Sean Kelly's, dairy calves. Elsie told me about her calf that she's showing.
My calf is the back one, and her name, at home we call her Hallie. Her real name is Gatesborough Wimward Hallie, and she's born in February.
And is she a good calf?
Yeah, she's very cuddly. She always lies down and goes to sleep, so then we can lie down on her in the shows when I'm tired.
And tell me about your calf, Izzy.
My calf's name, at home I call her Rosie, but her real name's Wimward Rose, and she's a really nice calf, and I really like her as my calf, and I wouldn't like to have a different calf.
And Elsie, what kind of calves are they?
They're Holstein Friesians.
And how are you getting them ready for Tullamore Show on Sunday?
We're like washing them and we're clipping them and we're practicing with them. And yeah.
And what kind of things are you practicing?
Sometimes we like walk around in a circle over there. Daddy stands in the middle and he pretends to be a judge. And then we just walk around and he goes stop and then we stop and then we start. And then he puts us in positions and we like turn around and stuff. We do like a pretend class.
And Izzy, have you showed calves before?
Yeah, we've done it lots of times and it's like our fourth or fifth time doing it in the Tullamore show.
And Elsie, for the calves to do well in the competition, what do they have to do? Or what do you have to do?
You have to like show them off to the best of your ability to make them look really pretty, and you have to go smooth with them to make and you have to look happy and make sure that you don't look cross. Like
you can't be frowning.
No.
And Izzy, what do you enjoy about showing off your calf?
I like it that like it's actually a pretty easy thing to do. Just make your calf look nice and have fun.
And that was Ellie and Izzy on showing their calves. And the very best of luck to Ellie and Izzy and indeed all the exhibitors taking part. And for those interested in going as a spectator to Tullamore Show and the FBD Livestock Show will take place on Butterfield Estate this Sunday. Before you go, Maura, apologies. Is there much rivalry between the young handlers there? Because we can hear Elsie and Izzy are well up for it.
It's brilliant to get rosettes and prizes, Colin, but young handler competitions is all about taking part, learning and how to take care of the animals and sharing a special bond with the animal that you're showing. Ellie and Izzy love spending time with their calves, and Izzy told me her favourite thing about her calf.
Probably that her back's never too arched, it's always straight, and she's a really good calf.
And what about your calf, Elsie?
She always walks at the right speed and stuff, and she knows who I am. She, because like when I walk her, she walks good for me, and then when I give her to Izzy, she walks like naughty.
Does she walk naughty?
No. Well, I don't think so.
She prefers you, does she, Elsie? And what are you most looking forward to at the show, Izzy?
Walking my calf, seeing all my friends, having fun with Daddy, and the free ice cream that they give out.
Is the free ice cream a good deal, Elsie?
Yeah, because there's like strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, mint, and then they're like tubs. And I say last year we had about like 15 free tubs of ice cream each.
Your calves are quite big. Is it ever hard to bring them around the ring?
No. We just use the cheat of looking over their noses.
Oh. Well, explain that cheat to me.
So instead of looking over their back and being up really high on your tiptoes, you just stay your same height and peek over their nose.
And then they go where you want?
Yeah.
And if your calf could talk, what do you think they'd say about going to the show?
I'm so excited. What is this now happening again?
What do you think, Elsie?
Well, the last show... they escaped and they ran into the trailer. So I'd say, be like, yay, we get to see our friends. Or something, I don't know.
And on Sunday, do you think you're going to do well? Are you looking forward to placing maybe?
Well, I won't be too mad if we don't, but I like to like do well.
What about you, Izzy?
Yeah, I'd like to do well, but I don't mind if I don't.
It's just a fun day out with your calves. And tell me, will you stay farming when you get older?
I hope so, because Daddy always goes, when you get older, you want a job that you have to say, yay, I get to go to work in the morning. Not, oh no, I have to go to work in the morning. But I like farming, so I think so, yeah.
And what about you, Izzy?
Yeah, I'm going to stay farming. I'm not going to have a choice. I'm just going to do it.
All right, I'd say the free ice cream helps anyway with that one. As I say, the Tullamore Show and the FBD National Livestock Show will take place in the Butterfield Estate this Sunday. Thanks a million for that, Maura. A little bit later on, our Friday gathering, we're going to be here to discuss all the big stories of the week. But up next, Adam Maguire talks us through the business of Nespresso.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.